Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. My name is Chancellor Carol Folt, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
Dr. Jeff Green's research at the School of Education focuses on how students learn in digital environments. While the internet is a valuable resource, Dr. Green believes students need to have a plan for how to use it effectively so they can be critical thinkers and check to ensure online sources are reliable.
Dr. Green is looking to understand how students learn in our modern technology-driven age.
One of the big challenges about learning online is that there's so much information and so many information sources, and that's kind of a new problem for humans. Before this, humans had access to kind of curated sources, right? So there were teachers or there were journalists or there were adults around that would say, read these things, not those things. The internet opens all that up, and it's a new challenge for us to figure out, what do I pay attention to? What should I not pay attention to do? What voices should I listen to or not? And that's what I study. I study how to help people make better decisions about how to learn online when there's just so much they could be learning. Surprisingly, people aren't necessarily very good at understanding how they learn. Now, some students are lucky for whatever reason. They get through primary and secondary education and they've been pretty successful and they haven't had to think very carefully about how they learn. But usually sometime in college, they start to struggle. And in that moment when you can really reach them and you can say, okay, the things that you've been doing before haven't been working, so let's talk about some research on the signs of learning, what we know is an effective way of learning, and see if we can get you to adopt those strategies and take on those dispositions. And it's really when the student's ready for it that we're able to best reach them. And just about every student, whether it's in elementary school, high school, college, at some point every student goes, oh, wait, this is harder than I thought. What I was doing before isn't working. Whether it was highlighting or just reading the chapter or whatever the case may be, there's usually a moment where they go, okay, this isn't working out the way it was supposed to, and then we can talk about the signs of learning and help them use more effective strategies. The good news is that most students recognize that it's helpful, and like I said, people aren't necessarily very good at understanding how they learn, but you can learn how to learn. It's not rocket science. It takes some practice, it takes some support, it takes some time, but people can learn to be more effective learners. People get good at what they do. So the more time that we spend playing games online or reading social media online, that's the less time we spend learning and focused on learning. And so I don't know that there's any clear evidence of a direct relationship between time spent online and lack of attention or inability to pay attention. But the more time we spend doing things other than learning for school or for a career, the less time we spend learning for school or career. It's a problem. And so I'm not a big advocate of parents or adults taking technology away from students. I think we need to teach students how to use technology more effectively and learn how to control it.
Dr. Green believes the age-old practice of cramming for exams is the wrong way to prepare for a test.
There are some kind of fundamental strategies that we know work really well. One strategy is spacing out your learning. So a lot of students like to cram. They like to wait until the night before the exam and they spend 5 hours studying. And that can work okay for memorizing information, but not for kind of the higher order thinking we want students to do. It'd be a much more effective use of their time to spend 1 hour studying every night, 5 nights before the exam, rather than just 5 hours the night before the exam. That's called spaced practice. Another thing that people don't necessarily think about or know is that it's much more effective to test yourself than it is to reread information. So making flashcards, old school, writing down a question on one side and the answer on the other side, and just using those flashcards. That's a much more effective way of learning and remembering information than just rereading the same chapter or same notes over and over again. People don't always take the time to reflect upon, what did I do before that test? How did it go? Did I get the outcome I wanted? If not, what could I do differently? And that's what we help students do. We help them kind of take notice of what they're doing, determine whether it's helping them reach their goals, and then if not, we provide them other options that we think might help them reach their goals more effectively. We can get them to reorient, and part of that is, on Sunday night, making a plan for the week. What do I need to do? How can I set a time to do that well?
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.